Baltimore's Lexington Market has been around since before George Washington took office as the first president, and it remains one of the oldest continuously operating public markets in the world. But it's fallen on hard times recently, and now the city is about to launch a $40 million redevelopment plan that will restore Lexington Street as a public space and put a new market building on what is now a parking lot. WYPR's Tom Flynn takes us inside the market and explains when and how this is all supposed to happen.
Some days, like the day before the Preakness, Lexington Market seems to be thriving. For Ron Netko and his wife Barbara, it's part of a pilgrimage they've made to Baltimore, along with a group of 33 family members and friends, every year for 41 years to see the big race. On this Friday morning, Barbara was at Fadley's, having her favorite meal.
Oh, they're the most wonderful crab cakes ever. There's no filler in them. It's just plain old crab cakes. Love, love, love them.
But this market has seen better days, says Milos Mike Houvardis, owner of Burger's Bakery.
Not like it used to be. I remember 40 years ago, 45 years ago, the family come to the market, they're shopping for the family, the shopping bags. Because they have everything. They have the bakeries, they have the meat places, the fruit stands. It was like a supermarket before.
It's not just the change in shopping patterns. The current buildings date to the 1950s. Vendors have complained of plumbing problems. Customers have been scared off by rat videos and reports of drug dealing. Colin Tarbert, chairman of the board of Baltimore Public Markets, says that the market suffers from basic structural problems and deferred maintenance.
A lot of the market success is infrastructure. It's not the sexy stuff, but the mechanical systems, the grease traps, those are the things that make these markets work. And frankly, they haven't been repaired or upgraded in decades.
To fix all that, the city selected Seawall, the developer that did Union Mill in North Baltimore and Our House in Remington. Project leader John Constable explains how they decided on the redesign.
The best option would be to tear down the existing arcade that was built in the 80s. And reopen Lexington Street. It'll be a public plaza and open for pedestrian traffic. It'll also create an incredible event space for outdoor markets, concerts, anything you can really think of.
Vendors can stay open during construction, and most seem ready to move to the new space when the time comes. Philip Cho and Tony Hutchins were selling meat when we spoke with them.
What do you think about the plan to redevelop the market?
Good.
Yes, good.
Yeah, good.
You like it?
Yeah.
John Constable says the redone market will need a different mix of vendors.
The market needs more fresh foods, a larger variety of healthy choices.
Tarbert of the city's market board says Lexington Market is a key piece in a larger puzzle.
We operate six markets across the city. Basically, we have Northeast and Broadway markets on the east side. We have the Avenue Market and Hollins Market on the west side. We have, of course, Cross Street in South Baltimore. And then finally, our flagship market is Lexington.
The redevelopment of Hollins Market is just getting started, and the first two vendors at the renovated Cross Street Market in Federal Hill are set to open this week. Constable says the goal at Lexington Market is simple.
The main goal of our community engagement is for Baltimore City to fall in love with Lexington Market again.
Seawall plans to hold quarterly town meetings over the next 2 years to discuss plans and progress. The first one is scheduled for 6 p.m. June 26th at the market. I'm Tom Flynn for 88.1 WYPR.